Yeah, I think running is something that I like to blog about as well as my faith, because it's an essential part of my life. And from an early age, in fact, from 9 or 10, I was introduced to running by my dad. And for the past 25 years of my life, it's been a constant part of my life. And I suppose through that period, I've really noticed how running has enhanced my whole life, really, and it's contributed to my mental health, maintaining my mental health, and also, obviously, the spiritual connection there is important for me, because my spiritual life grew in tandem with all the other aspects of my life, and indeed, it grew in tandem with my running journey. So as I got older, you know, my faith developed, and it developed in tandem with that journey in running, which I suppose I've become really well immersed into the running community in Ireland, and I've met so many wonderful people. In my own journey then, in my struggle with mental illness and dealing with that at a practical level, I found that running is a very practical intervention for positive religious coping. It's acknowledged that way, that, you know, running is a very practical means of coping, sport, participating in sport, and also maintaining a strong faith life. Those two aspects are mutually beneficial for one's life and for the living life to the full.
That's a holistic type of spirituality, isn't it? It's not that you're seeing your running as one part and keeping your body fit and healthy, and then prayer life is something totally different, but that one is equally important to the other, and that is holistic, as I say.
Certainly, yeah. I mean, the word I would like to use, I suppose, is that it's wholly life-giving for me. You know, it fully sets me free. Running declutters my mind, so there is, of course, the mindfulness element. It's very important for us as human beings to nourish that, you know, nourish that sense of awareness of one's mental health and one's actual practical living, and, you know, how one has to adjust to, I suppose, challenging moments in one's life, and obviously, of course, our mental and our physical health holistically, yes, are mutually connected. So I suppose, yes, in my life, my spiritual path has, you know, taken a deeper level, certainly as I entered into my teenage years, and more especially in my 20s, and accumulated in me being really called to be a more missionary in my life. And to nourish that, I went on a one-year experience in Rome to attend a school of mission run by the Emmanuel community. And I suppose I've seen my faith journey grow, you know, very strongly over those years. I mean, I wouldn't say there was a major conversion in my journey, but it was a gradual process. And I suppose when I look back on my running experiences, I see them as signposts to the key events in my life, and of course my spiritual life, my spiritual journey. While I was in Rome, I really rediscovered the joy of running in my life. You know, the weather was better indeed, Pat. You just prompted what I was going to say, really. Yeah, obviously the glorious sunshine in Rome. Park Pamphili is the largest landscape park in Rome. It's a beautiful park, and I used to we were based on Domus Aurelia, which is the longest street in Rome, and I would love to dart off in the morning, the early mornings, when the streets are quiet, and run up to the park, a 10-minute run to the park, and just run around the park. And it brought me so much peace and joy. Later in the year, I decided to go out during sunny siesta time, you know, and of course that would be like warm weather training. But really, I see the fruits of that also very tangibly in my running journey, because I came back a few months after that experience in October 2012 and ran my first and fastest marathon. And that marathon is very special to me because...
Is that the 26-mile one?
Yes, 26.2, 42 kilometres, you know, the famous marathon, as many people are doing it now. But I suppose at that time, my sister and my dad were on the start line with me. And I remember well, I had been training with my dad those months following returning from Rome, and it was a really life-giving experience that we can connection, you know, with my dad, who introduced me to running when I was 9 years of age. as I started that marathon, it was on my mind to run with my dad, actually. And my dad ran very well that marathon. He ran just under 3:09, which is quite an impressive time for a 57-year-old, I think he was at the time. I just got the thrill of running, you know, my first marathon, and I the sense of occasion and excitement, you know.
Did you hit the wall?
I didn't hit my wall in my first marathon. Just as I said, you know, the exhilaration and that feeling of taking on this challenge for the first time, really, the adrenaline really hit me, Pat, on at the start line. And, you know, there was a few clubmates of mine, you know, running, and I suppose I started off faster than I should have started off, but it was in my mind to maintain the pace and that sense of community, you know, feel, you know, the adrenaline of the marathon. And of course, you know, running, it does have a scientific and a positive health effect, and it will, you know,
that's the endorphins.
The endorphins. It will release those positive endorphins in the brain. And I decided to really, really go through the pain barrier in that race. And I kept running at 6.5 minute mile pace. And, you know, I ran 2 hours, 48 minutes. And I finished in the first, 200 in the marathon, which was, you know, a real blessing for me, I suppose. It was almost like one of those dreams come true, because as I was back early, you know, in the springtime in Rome, in Parc Pamphilia, you know, I was visualising running the marathon with my dad. I hadn't even entered it at that stage. But running has a great way of actually helping me to recall past events in my life, moments that I'm grateful for.
So are you, as you're running, you know, because you said it declutters your mind, is it that the negative thoughts go and more positive things come in and suggest themselves to you?
I certainly think so. And I suppose just at a basic level to understand, to maybe explain to people who may be listening and who wouldn't understand and who may not participate in running but are any physical activity, I think that real reality of the positive endorphins, it really kicks in straight away once you enter into physical activity. And anybody who has experienced any mental illness, when one can experience some periods of desolation, some periods of mood disturbance, that is a very direct and positive experience for one to have, to go out running, just to be set free. It is that sense of letting go of the negative thoughts and experiencing a positive boost in one's body and one's mind, so that one can enter into gratitude. For me, I suppose it's centrally fueled by my spirituality, but my strong faith in God, because I really enter that spirit of gratitude for the blessings in my life.
See, that's very interesting. I think that's a key point that we hear so much from every mindfulness or spiritualities, and that gratitude is a core practice, and even just to practice it, even if you don't feel it, fake it till you make it. But you're saying you're out there running, the mind's decluttering, the endorphins are flowing, and the blessings are suggesting themselves to you.
I think for me, you know, it is embarking on that long run. As an example, I would go out and run for 2.5 hours close to nature. There's a wonderful cycleway called the Old Rail Trail from Mullingar to Athlone. And for the past couple of years, on Sunday mornings, I've gone off early in the morning, 9 o'clock, 9:30. And you're just with nature. And obviously that creates an environment that is conducive to one's peacefulness, one's awareness. Obviously, in a mindfulness sense, there are all those benefits. But for me, it really produces a time of prayer. And I can enter into conversation with the Lord and to talk to God about how I am, about I can notice times that maybe my mood is a bit disturbed or that I feel a bit down, or I can bring it to God as I am. And often I notice the odd encounter that I have with people, and I always make the effort to say hello. And when I take that step back to declutter my mind and to observe, you know, to observe God's presence in nature, we all would say in the Ignatian spirit of God's presence in all things, it gives me gratitude for the gift of my life, the gift of my body and my health, that I can run and can participate and do these things, marathons and so on, and of my family, of all the people who especially to my dad, I suppose, who introduced me directly to running, and for the gift of running, because it is a gift, it's a God-given gift. As we all have gifts and talents, and I suppose one thing I learned in the Emmanuel School of Mission was, you know, to really nourish those gifts. And for me, it's important to do that, but as a prayer, because prayer is conversation with God. It's talking and listening.
You're talking to God and you're listening to God and you're observing as you're running. So for you, your running is prayer.
My running is prayer, and I suppose that's why I really enjoyed the challenge of the marathon, because the marathon is embarking on a long race, which takes, you know, approximately 3 hours or more than 3 hours for me. And it is really an opportunity for me to really to have enough time to go and to enter into the stillness, to really just at a human level to clutter my mind initially and to really let go and to let God. It's first of all a practical exercise, like, you know, as we would engage in body exercises or breathing exercises, that can be exclusively done for meditation or for mindfulness outside of spirituality. But for me, it's a wholly Christian and spiritual thing to do, to really enter that spirit of awareness, that time of awareness when I'm running. And then to actually make some prayers of intercession, you know, to really ask God for what I need. I also have time of formal prayer each day, and I try to make that formal prayer time as well. But I suppose when I'm running, it allows me to be more in gratitude. But God's presence is radiating throughout my work day, throughout the activities of my day. So running is just a part of that.
So you're in good company with St. Paul, who must have understood when he said, "I have run the good race."
I love that scripture line, Pat, and thanks for quoting it. Certainly running like that is running the good race, because we have this sense of the mystery of life and the mystery of God's presence in our lives.